Hey guys, welcome to your favorite late night sessions. Today we are chilling with my favorite fashion gurus. We are chilling with Nkosinathi Fanny Masilela, the founder of the beautiful Ndebele wear called Xhomani. And we are chilling with Nkululeko Ncube, aka Ncube Othungayo, the founder of the award-winning Arakani wear. Hi guys.
Hey, what's up?
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for inviting us to your show.
It's a pleasure. So, tell us a bit about yourself.
I go by the name of Nkosinathi Fanny Masilela. Mm-hmm. I was born in Mpumalanga, a small town called Siyabuswa. Mm-hmm. And I left home at an early age. I think I was about 12 or 13.
Wow.
I came to Pretoria in pursuit of a soccer career, of which it didn't materialize. Here I am making clothes for a living.
Lovely. I really love your brand. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, it's very authentic. Mm. Yeah, hence the name Xhomani, authentic way.
So what does it stand for? What do you represent?
Well, how the brand started was I was more into like fashion, and when I went back home, people love to say Eshwe Akoma and stuff, because of these new trends that I always came with Ekas, you understand?
Yeah.
So people like saying Akoma. That's how the name started about. I say why don't I call it
Xhomani.
Because everyone, Xhomani. Because everyone, when I come home, they say Nyakoma. Yeah, we all about being bold and very attention seeking. Because if you wear the brand, there's no way people can notice you.
Mm.
You understand? The colors, they attract you.
Okay,
Xhomani.
Yeah.
Okay, Nyakoma. Not really. Uncle, you can
say, but I'm so though. Like your work is people the talking.
Yeah.
No, awesome stuff. So when did you actually come up with your brand?
I started the brand in 2012.
Hmm.
What happened was I had to decide to push this thing, because I've always love clothes, so I thought, why don't I start my own thing? You understand? Because I was always consuming these international brands all the time. I was buying Abu Gucci,
then you wanted to make your own
stuff. I said, why can't I do my own thing, so I can make myself feel good about my own clothes, not to consume other international brands to make myself look good. You understand? So I started it in 2012, but it was the support was not good. Per se, when I started, you understand, but I knew that one day people will come, one day I'll make designs that will be appealing to the public, and public will
Actually worked, because I first saw your work on Instagram, so we can also thank social media. Your social media where is the online store?
Yeah.
Is an online store up now, or it's coming soon?
Not really. It's coming soon. It's coming soon, because it's like the support that I've been getting, like it's too much and it's growing fast. I don't know how to put this, but it's growing the way this brand is growing. Young too, Sanam. It scares me sometimes, because I need mentors. I need people to tell me what to do at times, because it's getting big. Like each and every day.
But then it just goes to show that when you tried in 2012, maybe it wasn't the right time. Because now is the right time, and Yonkinto is happening so fast, as you can see.
Yo, Yonkinto is happening too fast, my sister. Mm. Yo, young tools, and I'm like, yes.
What's your favorite part about what you do?
I think the favorite part about what I'm doing is when you do something like when you design a piece, then after maybe let's say 2 years, people still come to you and say, "Esh, that garment is still in good conditions." You understand? It's I love that. Like it helps me to grow. Yeah, but it gives me motivation because I know that at least I'm selling people quality. It's not like something that for 2 months then it starts doing, it's gone, you understand? Utu Muntu can come even after 3 years and
actually,
come
that to thing, you
and, stay, and say, that thing is still in, we understand that thing is still in good conditions. I think that's the most favorite part.
Hey, Mr. Ngobatungai.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tell us a bit about yourself and your brand Arakani. What does Arakani stand for? What does it represent?
Initially, for those who didn't know, my brand was called Rebellious Clothing. So after some, I decided Uti, it was too, I don't know, man, giving a lot of that thing,
yeah.
So I decided to look for something that I want to like
something catchy, just like Mr. Ufani Lapa said, yeah, friend, you can go to money.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, bro. So I sat down with this friend of mine and we came up with Arakani. So basically, it's all about, it still goes back to being rebellious. So it's about rebellion from conventions. And it's an actual Hebrew name. So that's where Arakani started from. And Velenje, as you can see from the garments that I made, it's all about like not following the norm.
Yeah, like, being outstanding. I won't lie, when I wear my Arakani things, yes, the people look, people turn their heads, they must know.
That's the point of the whole thing. Stand out, be yourself, be different.
And how long have you been at it? When did you start your brand?
It's the Rebellious Clothing started in 2012, actually. Yes, because I did my first fashion show in 2012, which was Clothing in that. I've been at it for 8 years.
Nice. So more or less the same as Fanny.
Same time.
Yeah, at the same time. I also started in 2012.
So, what kind of strategies do you both imply to make sure that amagamins are sustainable and they're strong and durable?
Okay, what I do is I'm not more into the marketing side of things. Like, I'll concentrate more on the fabric. And when my strategy is to get the right fabric, like, to concentrate more on the product first before I can even start thinking about the way push out marketing and stuff, you understand? So I have to make
quality
sure that I
fabric.
Get the correct fabric for each garment that I'm playing. Quality fabric, you understand? Ezokona, I must make it to last, you understand? Umuntu kumele akhone ukuyinxiba for 10 years and still it's in good condition. Yeah, one. That's the strategy that I'm like in business. I mean, if you push, the product before anything else. Yeah, one. It must be the product first.
Basically, it's the same strategy really, because the type of fabric you choose to the thread. Funny thing is, I'm a thread, shade brand, so it's actually you have to also check on your thread. I'm a fabric, so I go right. Because initially when I started, especially in Bulawayo, there's really not that much of the quality fabric. I realized that when I moved to Jozi.
Yeah.
And realized the fabric that I've been using all along is really like not that like quality, proper quality.
And I know for Arakani, you also like to play with denim.
Yes, denim. But denim is tricky because denim is really, like good quality denim is really hard to
find. That's the thing, yeah.
Yeah, it's really hard to find. So I'm still in search of proper denim suppliers. Because, I'm not yet satisfied with denim.
And funny, I know you said your brand started because Babetu ya trauma. And personally, I find that lovely. So how do you want people to feel when they're wearing your clothes?
Mina, I don't want people to feel expensive like Abu Gucci and stuff, but I want people to feel good. I want people to feel good in the garments. When they wear them, I want them to wear them with pride. You understand? When you work, when you walk in the street, you must feel proud with Yeah, this is what this is one local brand that makes me look good.
And I feel like you're playing around with the Ndebele tribal colors also brings out that pride in
Exactly.
And for you, Ncube, how do you want us to feel when we're wearing Arakan?
When I'm in a funa u feel like nguwe wedwa nje lapho abanye abantu abakhanya kahle kahle akulamuntu lapho wena okhona but actually like I want people to feel to experience like proper designer wear but at affordable prices when I like you could look at like any like high fashion brand. And as much as we're still operating at a smaller scale, but in terms of its design of the actual garment, we're actually doing something that the big brands are also doing. So that in the Tina, yabona, like yeah, feel lab.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you feel like that in your corner. I'm wearing like properly designed, not even properly made, like proper designs.
Yes. Like, yes,
I'm wearing this design. Ulawe, feel like good, like I can actually like own such kind of design. I wanna cause indoors are gonna be affordable.
And yeah,
feeling good. They're feeling. Also, there's that thing of exclusivity. As much as I feel like
must be unique.
But still spend engine, must spend any mal engine, it seems to be a little bit like a rape.
And our funny was just telling me, it didn't start out so well, like it wasn't well accepted, and the brand being a coolie in the beginning. So, what challenges did you come across? And if you can stop now and look back and say, okay, what advice could I have given myself in 2012 to keep going? What advice would that be?
Yeah. Mina, I would say I'd advise myself to because when I started, I was more into I wanted to push the marketing side of things. You understand? I was not more into the product. Yeah, you understand. I wanted to push with it. No, if the brand can be well, like Yangachoga, maybe Ubani, you understand? Like, I was not concentrating on the actual product. I was not like designing real stuff. I was more into I bought a t-shirt and I just print the name. You understand? So I had to sit down and do a introspection. Yeah, and I checked the international brands. So you can know how, like, when do they change in a year, how many, ama seasons are changing, you understand? So I didn't understand those things at first when I started, because I was like, fashion was like, was not my thing. Like, my thing, I wanted to be a footballer, like, that's all that I wanted to do, you understand? But I had the love for fashion, but I didn't want to make clothes, So when I moved into this market, I had to learn everything, I would say everything that I know now is fundisile, like with my research and it's cutting its niggas on, So the advice I would give myself is concentrate on the product and design whatever you feel.
And then everything else will follow.
You understand? Don't let will fall into place, you understand? Don't even listen to what people say. Just design until people love whatever that you're doing. You understand? Yeah. And also the challenges that I face a lot was lack of funds. Even now, I'm still struggling with that department, because I have lots of designs. Like, I have so much that I have to do, but sometimes you are limited because you don't have enough funds, you understand? Yeah. But sooner or later, something will come up, I believe.
True. And Mr. Arakani.
Yeah.
What challenges did you face and what advice would you give Nkululeko from 8 years back?
For me, actually, starting out wasn't really that difficult because I was surrounded by people who had an idea of how to navigate like the spaces and I met up with Gilmore. I met up with Mboma Ops.
Yes.
Like in Kala, like I think it was around like 2 weeks. First 2 weeks in Kanye in Manakaru design. A friend of mine, Vic, introduced me to Mbo, and then Mbo loved what I was doing and introduced me to Gilmore.
Yeah.
When I met up with Gilmore, well, from Gilmore, like everything just like went up we started doing our fashion shows. First fashion show was actually clothing in Daba in Pulawa, and my second fashion show meeting in Kalanje was Epic Fashion Fair, which happened. So starting out wasn't really hard, but now I was surrounded by people who knew what they were doing, and I didn't learn from them the cut less, so I just took it as which number one to always be around.
Yeah.
Which is not the case. So I would have actually told myself to like learn from them, like because now you find that when I moved to SA, it was kind of a struggle
to now start working on your own without having those people around.
Because as much as my servants are via the internet and phone, it's like you need to live on an in-person to discuss or whatever. So I should have learned from them, like this lab because I didn't move up against really slowed down. As much as they started picking up later on, that this really slowed down for some time. And then actually, like my challenges are fun. It's a challenge, and trying to get your stuff in my stores. So I've been trying. I've had stuff in some shops just to test the output of the product. It's not easy. You are my challenges and then now.
Okay. So what's in store for the future of Thomani and Arekani? Mina, personally, let me tell you something. I want to see. I want to see a Thomani ex Arekani clothing wear. Because this collaboration could be it. Next time I'm ordering something, I want to wear an exclusive Thomani X Arekani.
The thing is, I've never known how Ama collaborations asebenza kanjani. Yes. I think that's one of the things that I've been
I'll put you guys together. Seven Zani guys, Kulumani Wenzagali something.
I also don't know how this collaboration works, but I think if two minds can sit and think of something nice, I think that's how these collaborations work. Sit down, think of something, check the PC Arekani, check his command, see how we can maybe try to combine.
Because you guys are basically in the same industry, and Fanny was telling me that it does get overwhelming at some point. Okay, how do I go about it? And I'm pretty sure Nubo Tungayo also comes across the same issues. But if you put your heads together, selling us sort out each other's problems, you know? But what's in the future for Stroman? What can we expect?
we can expect a lot because right, oh, that one, Vele, it's on the pipeline right now, but also the physical store, we also working on something. Hopefully before the year ends, we'll have both the online and the physical thing, because the support is too much and I can't juggle everything. Sometimes I have to be at the factory, sometimes I have to do the deliveries. So so if we have the online store and the physical thing, then umsebenzi uzoba kahle. Yeah, well, angeke usaba like ningi like the way
ungakhona. And for Arakani?
Yeah.
Ay, yazi ama plans ebekhona. But
COVID
thing provayile, but obviously for the future, well, his short-term goal right now is to get a product in stores, other stores, but like in American store, obviously, for now, like heavy product in stores in and around, let's say, somewhere in Bulawayo, like, especially, like, ngizama ukukhuluma nabafana be-stars, but then I want to tell you that they have the in Bulawayo, and then, like, the long-term goal, obviously, is to have, like, a proper online store, and then like have like an actual brick and mortar store down here in the Joburg.
Awesome stuff. Thank you guys for joining me today and chatting with me.
Thanks.
Thank you for having today us. Because ngabo NK in the room. I'm Nkosi. We have Nkululeko. We have Nkosi Nathi. For all my listeners that are listening, I am the brand ambassador for Arakani.
Yes.
I am the brand ambassador for Stroman. So feel free to hit me up if you need these products. I'll leave all the details in the description below. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for joining us.
Aye, Sabo.
Thank you very much, sister Sabulel.
Cheers, guys. Thank you so much, guys, for tuning into our November trip edition with Stroman Authentic Wear and Arakani. I hope you guys enjoyed that, and I will leave their details in the description box below. And like I said, feel free to hit me up too if you need any information on the products and how to get them. And of course, shine your eye for the upcoming trip, because we are within. Anyway, guys, I'm not leaving you empty-handed. I'm leaving you guys with Euphoria by Manana from his new EP, In the Beginning Was the End. Enjoy, stay blessed, take care from your beat with the biggest love.
You and I together in our bubble, the world can't wait. In my arms, I'll carry you. Just make sure your love don't fade. I'm in a state of euphoria. It's new, I never felt this way before. You and I together. Hey, hold on to me. Don't ever let me go. I want you to know that I love you. Describe ya. No song can make you understand. You have my heart. I can't believe I get to be your man. I don't know how this happened. You made my life so sweet. I don't know how this happened. You're a treat. Hey, hold on to me. Let me go. I want you to know that I love you. Ooh. Victoria. Hey, I'm in a state of euphoria. Oh.